Group. Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And we're going to be looking at a couple of things here in the Bible together. But also got a couple of announcements we're going to make here as well today. But let's go ahead and open our program this afternoon with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity we have to be together here. We just pray that you would bless the program this afternoon. Use it for your glory. Use it for your purposes, Lord. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody tonight or this afternoon. And we just give you the honor and the glory for it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you today, and just want to remind you, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to come out and visit us. We have that information will be coming up here at the end of the program, but we are located in Richfield, Ohio, and very easy to find right off from Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. And we'd love to have you visit during our Bible study here if you get a chance. Also, want to let you know you can find out more about us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you'll go there, you can not only learn more about us and link to our website for our church, but you can also learn a little bit about our church and listen to past programs. And there's some other materials that are all there at livewithpastoral.com, some articles and things that they're on various subjects that hopefully be a blessing to you there. And I wanted to also announce as well here today that we have an exciting development for our Sunday night program. Many of you know that we're on, in addition to Friday from 1:30 until 2 o'clock every Friday afternoon, we're also on from 11 o'clock Sunday night until midnight every Sunday night. And we've been doing that for some 14 years or so. But come on the 13th of November, which is a Sunday, on the 13th of November, our Sunday night program will be expanding into the 10 o'clock hour. So on Sunday nights, we'll now be on the air from 10 o'clock until midnight. I know a lot of people like to listen, but the hour is late for many, and not everybody is a night owl like me. And so they kind of make it into the first part of the program and fall asleep during the middle of it or something. But we're going to be coming on at 10 o'clock now on Sunday nights, starting Sunday, November the 13th. And with the addition of that extra hour, we'll have more time to get your phone calls and conversation about different things that are happening as well. Again, our program on Sunday nights, we have the phones open, where people that have questions can give us a call. And speaking of which, if you want to call in this afternoon, we're going to look at some things in the Bible, but if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon, toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and you can get on the program here this afternoon. But also, write that number down, 888-677-9673, and you can call us on Sunday nights. And we have right now currently an hour from 11 until midnight, but starting November 13th, we'll be on from 10 until midnight. So plenty of time for your calls and your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. Also, want to remind you as well, there are still a number of seats available on the bus if you are interested in going to the D-Day prayer celebration, prayer edition celebration in Washington, D.C. at the World War II Memorial. There's a special program that's going to be held there at 11:30 on Veterans Day, Friday, November the 11th in Washington, D.C. A bus is leaving from Wadsworth, and if you are interested, you can go online to ddayprayerproject.org. That's ddayprayerproject.org, and you can find out more about the program and how you can secure a place on the bus as well. You can also go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. And you can follow the link there, and you will see information on the program. But I'm just going to let you know a little bit about it here. We've been talking about it. We talked about it on the radio. We're also going to be talking about it come this Sunday night at 11 o'clock. Chris Long, president of Ohio Christian Alliance, who is behind this D-Day prayer edition, is going to be with me. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more. But on Veterans Day, November the 11th, we are going to be joined in Washington, D.C. with Bob France, who's going to be the MC. Many of our listeners know Bob France. He hosts a morning talk program on our sister station, 1420, WHK 1420, and Always Right Radio, there his program. And he's a frequent fill-in for a number of people on the Salem stations, the Salem talk stations, including Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and others that he's filled in for there. So he'll be there as our MC, and then, of course, Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance president, and then Senator Rob Portman, who spearheaded this in the Senate, and I believe a Representative Bill Johnson, who is the one who started it in the House, the U.S. House, will be there as well. There's going to be a number of World War II reenactors there and a number of special guests that we have planned. And if you're interested in going, there's still, I think, a good 20 seats or more available on the bus, or at least 20 seats, I think, last I heard. And that bus will be leaving at 11 a.m. on Thursday, November 10th, from Wadsworth, Ohio. And it will drive us down to Washington, D.C. We'll get there Thursday night, spend the night in a hotel there Thursday night, and then on Friday morning, the bus will take us over to the World War II Memorial. And then after our program at 11:30, author and historian Bill Federer, familiar again to many of our people, will be conducting a tour of the World War II Memorial. We'll go through the Circle of Remembrance where the D-Day prayer is being added, and then over to the Vietnam War Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, and finishing up at the Lincoln Memorial. And for those that are on the bus will pick us up there, heading back to northeastern Ohio, and we hope to be back in northeastern Ohio by about midnight, maybe 1 in the morning, depending on traffic and drive time. But that's the plan. Now, you don't have to ride the bus to go there. You can travel there yourself. Some people I know have heard some people who are flying in. I know some people who are driving in themselves. And you can join us at 11:30 at the World War II Memorial. There's no cost to join us at the memorial for the program. There's no cost for the walking tour of the other memorials, the other war memorials that we're going to. They're free. You're more than welcome to join us. But if you want to ride the bus, space is limited, and we do need to hear from you as soon as possible. And we'll secure your place. That'll get you the room for the night, as well as the bus ride to D.C. and back from Wadsworth, Ohio. All right. If you got any questions about that, of course, do check out online at ddayprayerproject.org. That's ddayprayerproject.org, or the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org as well. All right, well, now, from there, I think we got all our announcements and everything, number of announcements here this afternoon that we had to take care of, and with that, I wanted to move on to something else. Had a thought that was given to me, imposed to me, and I'm thinking about the elections coming up, and again, that's of course something that needs to be mentioned as well. In Ohio, open elections are going now; they're ongoing. And certainly election day will be November the 8th, and I always think it's best to vote in person, show up and vote in person if at all possible. It's a right that we have. It's a right that's been secured by those that have gone on before us, talking about the D-Day Prayer Project addition there to the World War II Memorial and these other war memorials, remembering those that paid the ultimate price, as well as those who simply served, and many of them suffering physical and emotional and mental disabilities as a result of their fight for our freedom, and then, of course, a number of other people who served, and you know, they may not have suffered physical, emotional, or mental injuries like some, may have survived without any problems at all, but still served, and that's what we celebrate Veterans Day for, and remembering the sacrifice that many people have made to have the right to vote. Let me encourage you to get out and vote on November the 8th. That is a very important election. A new state senator or a senator to the U.S. Senate. And we are in a position where we can not only gain a majority of conservatives in the Senate, but also with the addition certainly of J.D. Vance here in Ohio, Dr. Oz there in Pennsylvania, and some other key states. We not only can gain the majority in the Senate, but we can also make it a majority that is better able to overturn the attacks of the left, the attacks upon the unborn children, the attacks upon the family, the attacks upon Christian free speech and free expression, and many other things. And one of the reasons I'm urging this is because in Matthew chapter 5, there's a passage, and I'm going to read it here, starting in verse number 13. Jesus is talking, and he said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt had lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out, and to be trodden underfoot of men." And then he says in verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, I was thinking about this passage here, and on 1420, I did a series of ads, and we had the opportunity to do a 10-week string of ads, and I think we put together seven 60-second ads that have been running, and I believe that today is the last day that they'll be running. I think there's supposed to be two yet to go later this afternoon, so that'll be the end of that. But I have the ads saved, and they're on our website at livewithpastoral.com, and you can listen to them there. But I'm going to play one of them right now that was kind of inspired by this passage here in Matthew chapter 5, and also a reminder that we have a tremendous responsibility with this election coming up as Christians. Now, the ads that we had in 1420 were generally designed to appeal to a conservative audience, we're a conservative church and conservative leaning in our religious views and our political views, and fundamental certainly in our beliefs in the Bible. But the object was to show that the Bible is necessary, and Christianity, a biblical form of Christianity, is necessary for our country to maintain its moorings and to be true to the what was given to us by the founding fathers. And so I did a series of these, and the last one, which we did, is running now, and may, if you haven't heard it, it might be on this afternoon yet, but as I said, our ad span is coming to an end on that. But I wanted to play this one here because it was inspired by Matthew chapter 5, and take a listen to this ad that we did. It's just about a minute. Drag queen story hours in our schools and churches, gender dysphoric men dominating women's sports, violence and anarchy taking over our streets, all encouraged and promoted by politicians, school boards, teachers' unions, even churches, America is spiraling into an abyss of spiritual darkness and moral insanity. Now more than ever, God's people need to shine forth as beacons of truth in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. But what if they won't heed the light? Well, as President Reagan used to say, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. Unfortunately, many churches have abandoned the Word of God for the philosophies of men, and their light has gone out. The fire has gone out in their pulpits and they've become lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. They need to repent and turn back to God. This is Pastor Al Davis of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, host of Live with Pastor Al on 1220 The Word. Don't hide your light. Light a fire. Stand up. Speak out. Vote and make them feel the heat. You know, I put that together, as I said, based on Matthew chapter 5 here, where Jesus talked about us being the light of the world and not hiding your light. And I was thinking about this Wednesday night as we were talking about the things that are happening, and you know, we were talking about how in 2 Thessalonians, I'll come back here to Matthew in just a moment, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Bible talks about how the mystery of iniquity is being held back. And in fact, Paul writes this. He says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 6, "And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." He goes on to talk about the Antichrist. And what he's saying here in verse number 6 is that the Antichrist, the spirit of iniquity that's going to bring the Antichrist into power, is being withheld right now. And the same word that's translated as withholdeth in verse 6 is the same word that's translated as letteth. And also gives us the word let in chapter 7. And you say, well, wait a minute, let and withhold are two different things. Well, not exactly true. The word let and letteth used to be used more commonly to either talk about hindering something, as in withholding, or permitting something, which is where we pretty much use the word now to allow something. And you'll still see it used occasionally in some more formal language, such as in legal documents, like without let or hindrance. It's being used in the withholding idea there. So just because words sometimes change a little bit in their meaning, or words have two meanings which may seem contradictory, and one tends to go out of usage and the other meaning tends to dominate, doesn't change what is being said here. This is what we have dictionaries for. I can remember when I was way back in grade school, my teacher, we'd ask, what does this word mean? And they'd say, here's the dictionary, look it up. We always had a big dictionary in our classroom. And so the word let and letteth has to do with hindering, and it ties in with the word withholdeth in the previous verse. And So we find out something that's happening here. The mystery of iniquity is working in the world, and we've had some programs on this recently talking about the rise of global currency, you know, the rise of global government, the rise of global religion, and all of that, and people speculating about the Antichrist being revealed. But what this passage tells us is it's being the mystery of iniquity is being hindered until he be taken out of the way, because what I believe is he's talking about the Spirit of God that's inside of the heart of each believer. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he indwells you and you become a light in the world. You become salt in the world. And the way that the mystery of iniquity is being withheld or hindered, the way that the Antichrist is being prevented from coming to power right now, is God working in the world through his children. If you put your faith in Christ, then you are to be the salt. You are to be the light that God is using to prevent the mystery of iniquity from coming to fruition. And that's why Jesus said here in Matthew chapter 5, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt had lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? And again, that's the point. You know, salt is a very valuable commodity. We have the phrase, worth his weight in salt, you know, and the salt of the earth, because salt is sometimes people's wages were paid in salt. Sometimes the Roman soldiers, for instance, would be paid with salt. And it's very valuable. Salt, anybody that cooks knows that salt is a valuable ingredient to make things taste better. You can be fixing something and just not quite right, put a little salt in it, and all of a sudden it's delicious. And with just the addition of a little salt, a little salt makes a difference in we as Christians make a difference in the society around us, just like salt does when you're in the kitchen. But salt also acts as a preservative. I have a coffee table in my house that when my mom was growing up, it used to be their salt table. And she grew up on a working farm, and they would have to salt meat down, and they would spread it out on the table and pound salt into it. And so that was the salt table. And salt preserves, and they would use that, and they'd salt down the meat and then smoke it in the smokehouse, and it would preserve the meat. And God uses us as, in a sense, a preservative in the world around us. And there's other ways that salt can be used for different things, but salt, as I said, very valuable. But when the salt ceases to do those things which makes it valuable, where is it going to be salted? Where, when the salt's lost its savor, he says, wherewith shall it be salted? See, God's using us. He's using you. He's using me. And if we do not allow God to use us, we don't step up to the plate and make a difference. And as I said, voting is one of those things that we can do to make a difference, to be salt in the world around us. And then as I pointed out in the ad that we ran, Jesus also said that we are the light of the world. And light does no good when it's under a basket. It has to be set up where it can shine forth. Even the weakest of lights in the darkest of nights is visible. You know, you wouldn't think it, but if you were out on a very dark night, say on a new moon, and there's just no light at all, and you were a good distance away, and somebody lit a match, say a mile away, under the right conditions, if you were looking, knew where you were looking, you could probably see that match flare up, because even though it's very dim in the daytime, you'd never see it. But at night, when there's no light, even the dimmest of lights will be noticed. And when we go out into the world around us, we are bearing the light of Christ in us. And he said that neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Light also comes from fire, and that's what we talked about in there. And Reagan said, if they won't see the light, make them feel the heat. And you know, if every Christian that goes to a conservative or fundamental Bible-believing church in America, just an evangelical church even, if every Christian showed up and voted on November the 8th, we would revolutionize what happens in Washington, D.C., and in the state houses around this country. And that's what we're getting at. You need to get out. You need to be salt. You need to be light. You need to let the effects of the Spirit of God in you be seen and felt in the world around you. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians won't do that. They'll stay home on election day. It's not that important. But if you get out, we can make a difference. Let God use you to be salt and light in the world around you. Thanks for listening. God bless. Join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.